This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met with President of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum Pardo, on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada. This was the first meeting between the two leaders. Mr. Modi thanked President Sheinbaum for the support extended by Mexico in India's fight against terrorism. Highlighting the historical bonds of friendship between India and Mexico, the two leaders agreed to work towards further expanding ties in the areas of trade, investment, startups, innovation, science and technology, and automotive sector, and to promote people-to-people exchanges. Prime Minister Modi underlined the two countries should explore collaboration in the fields of semiconductors, AI, quantum, and critical minerals. The Prime Minister also held a bilateral meeting with South Korean President Lee Jae-myung. The two leaders reaffirmed their commitment to deepening India-South Korea's special strategic partnership by exploring new avenues for cooperation through partnerships in areas of trade and economy, critical and emerging technologies, green hydrogen, shipbuilding and culture, among others. Mr. Modi also held a meeting with German Chancellor Friedrich Merz. He also interacted with President of South Africa Cyril Ramaphosa and Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese at the G7 summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is attending the G7 Now Trade Summit, which is underway at Kananaskis, Canada. He is participating in G7 discussions on the future of energy security, technology, infrastructure, and investment to ensure access and affordability in a changing world. Mr. Modi will exchange views with the leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. On the third leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will reach Croatia today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News in Zagreb, Indian Ambassador to Croatia Arun Goel said, Mr. Modi's visit to Croatia will also underscore India's commitment to further strengthening its engagement with partners in the European Union.
Visit by Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi is a huge thing because it's putting Croatia on the global map. So this is the first visit to Balkans that now India is focusing on Balkans in its foreign policy. So the whole region gets a big boost with this visit, the bonding which is likely to develop between the two prime ministers and resultantly amongst the people of two countries. So this is going to put our relations in all spheres on a different trajectory, the fruits of which will be visible in the decades to come.
With national emergency in Israel still in place and the airspace closed, the Indian embassy in Tel Aviv has asked for those Indians looking to leave the country to look at availing land border crossing options. The embassy has asked Indian citizens staying in Israel to register with the mission. In an updated advisory, the embassy said, for all Indian nationals currently in Israel to stay vigilant and follow safety protocols issued by the Israeli Home Front Command. In a series of threatening social media posts, US President Donald Trump stated that, for now, he would not act to eliminate Iran's Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei. While the US could assassinate him, Trump indicated that they are refraining from doing so. The only reason for this decision, according to Trump, is to avoid retaliation against American civilian and troops. He also demanded an unconditional surrender from Iran. In a paradigm shift to the process of voting, Bihar State Election Commission has decided to roll out an e-voting system using Android-based mobile. Bihar will be the first state in the country to adopt this kind of revolutionary change in the voting process. Talking to Akashvani News, State Election Commissioner Deepak Prasad said that the initiative will start with upcoming municipal and urban body polls scheduled on 28th of this month in the state. He said the entire e-voting process will be executed through two mobile apps, namely e-voting SECBHR, developed by the Center for Development of Advanced Computing, CDAC, and the Bihar State Election Commission. Ministry of Home Affairs has issued a red alert for Assam as the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has predicted extremely heavy rainfall and thunderstorms across the state, including in Guwahati, over the next 2 days. The MHA has asked the state government to ensure the safety of the people. The red alert will be enforced today and tomorrow. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team lost 1-4 to Argentina at the Lee Valley Hockey and Tennis Centre in London. This was the side's second consecutive loss in the European leg of the season after it lost 1-2 to Australia on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.